This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. It is the DJV show that stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug, the D, is out. He is in Peru and will be back at the end of the week. But having a good time. You always know things are going okay when you don't get crazy emails from Doug. And we really have gotten limited pictures here and there. So he must be having a great time. And we'll have all of the inside scoop on his trip when he returns. In the meantime, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen are here. And I think, ladies, probably the top trending story of the day is still George H.W. Bush and his passing. Mm-hmm. It was quite a day to watch yesterday. If you had any cable news on, actually forget cable news, any news, they cut away from it on all the local channels, cut away from their local programming to carry coverage of the final trip from Houston to Washington, D.C. of President George H.W. Bush. It was kind of neat to see he and his family and his service dog, Sully, all boarded, well, it's not Air Force One when the sitting president's on it, but an Air Force One plane that was loaned by the Trumps. And flew to Washington, D.C., where he lays now. He lies in state. And they had this really beautiful ceremony. They had Mitch McConnell, who's the leader of the Senate, and Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, along with Mike Pence, who's the Vice President, say a few words, kind of eulogize, I guess, if you will, George H.W. Bush and his contributions to Washington, D.C., and, of course, to the whole country. And then you got to watch the procession of the Bush family, and the opening for the public to come and pay tribute. Later in the night, President Trump and Melania came and saluted the casket of President George H.W. Bush. That was by design. He, even though saw President Trump as a political foe, of course, they exchanged harsh words between the Trump family and the Bush family over the years, especially during the 2016 election when Trump was running against Jeb Bush. President George H.W. Bush said he wanted him there, and I think it's appropriate. It was really, it was beautiful to watch. It was hard to watch. I'm wondering if you guys had a chance to see some of it. I was, of course, the cameras were kind of focused on George W. Bush, President 43, and more even than his siblings. So he had to really grieve very, very publicly, and I thought it was interesting to watch his face. And I was thinking how difficult that must be. We all, if we've lost someone, know how hard it is, and then to have all of the nation's attention just watching you, waiting for you to kind of crack that emotion. And I don't know, I felt sorry for 43 yesterday, and that doesn't mean my sympathy didn't extend to the whole Bush family, but certainly I think the cameras were set on him, and he was front and center in watching his grieving process.
Yeah, I didn't see the ceremony part of it, but I tuned in later on when, I think when I first tuned in, Mitch McConnell and his wife and Paul Ryan and his wife were standing over the casket. So it was sort of at that point, a lot of people were just doing like a procession, and then the Supreme Court justices came in, and it was a whole sort of, in and out of a lot of people coming in and, you know, leaving, you know, sort of just standing over the casket, saying a prayer or whatever. I thought it was just, you know, I was flipping through some of the channels, and a lot of the commentary was, it seems like there was a running theme that all, it was a nonpartisan, it wasn't even just bipartisan. A lot of people were commenting that it was a nonpartisan event, which is exactly what it should have been. And it's unfortunate that, and a lot of people made this comment, I said this yesterday with Rich McFadden when we were talking about it, it's unfortunate that it takes a funeral, you know, of a president to kind of push pause on nasty politics, which is kind of the world we live in, unfortunately, right now. And it is unfortunate that it takes something that extreme, but I hope for the rest of this week people do think about bipartisanship and think about listening to each other and just being kinder, you know, and just being respectful of each other. It just doesn't, I don't know. I think the whole nation kind of has that same sentiment that enough is enough right now. It's a nice reminder that we can get along, and politics should be such a back burner issue for us. And for some reason, it's just become so front and center and the top of everyone's mind. And that's really too bad. So it's nice to see everyone coming together for the right reason. And I hope it continues all week. And who knows, maybe President Bush, H.W. Bush, can inspire us to just be a little more civil moving forward. It seems like he came from a time when politics was certainly heated at times, but it just seemed like there was it was another level of class and dignity that we just don't have right now, and that's really a shame.
Yeah, and actually, you know, I was talking to someone last night and sort of fueled on, I know they get a lot of heat, but sort of fueled on by the news media. And what I thought was interesting, because you learn a lot about someone when they pass away. It's too bad you don't learn about it beforehand and yeah. Take the initiative. Some people do. I shouldn't say that. But one of the things that I learned about George H.W. Bush, because he has been getting a ton of favorable treatment from the media, and he deserves it. He's a good man. I think he didn't always make the best decisions for him self-politically, or maybe even getting to certain ways. Maybe I would have disagreed with him down certain roads that he traveled. But I think he tried to do things for the right reason. I think he absolutely did the best thing that he could. I don't think he was ever working from a place of evil. You know, I think he just had different ways of getting there than some people. But I thought it was interesting because there has been this love affair with the media and George H.W. Bush and his passing. And do you know that maybe fake news that we hear so much about from this president, President Trump, may have started with George H.W. Bush? Apparently, the news media was really not kind. I mean, they started out that way, I think, with Reagan, but they really kind of they kind of called George H.W. Bush maybe unqualified or silly because he was nice. He was a good human being. And then they took issue with the war in Kuwait. And so one of his reelection stickers said, "Annoy the media, vote George H.W. Bush." I thought maybe this is where it all started. The whole phenomena of fake news media, or kind of getting into a contentious relationship with the news media. But I thought that was kind of interesting. Just like I saw an old Reagan poster that said, during this whole coverage of George H.W. Bush's death, they showed a Reagan poster that said, "Make America Great Again," underneath, kind of as the tagline under the bottom. So I don't know, just kind of interesting to see how everything in politics, everything old is new again, and how these themes, even though they feel so new and annoying at the time, that they've been going on for a really long time. So that's aside the point, just a little observation, but George H.W. Bush lies in state for the rest of the day at the Capitol Rotunda, and of course will be honored with the funeral and I think some beautiful eulogies to come tomorrow at the National Cathedral when his first official state funeral will be held. As we continue on the DJV show, we have lots of holiday ideas for you, and one of them is to give some of the people that you love in your life a good night's sleep. Victoria, you like MyPillow, I like MyPillow, and we have deal.
We do. And, you know, I haven't even started my holiday shopping yet, except I know that I've got MyPillow on the list for a few people. And we've got such a great holiday deal right now. MyPillow, of course, if you don't already know, it can be the ultimate stocking stuffer this year. And if you have any friends or family members who complain about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep, then you can give them the gift of an incredible night's sleep with MyPillow. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton, which is such an incredible feature. You have no idea until you actually have a MyPillow and you throw it in the washer and dryer and it comes out perfectly plump every time. That's when you will really appreciate your MyPillow. And they come with a 10-year warranty, so there's absolutely nothing to lose. So right now, for a limited time, you get 4 MyPillows. That's 4 for the half price. You get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere MyPillows. Plus, you get free shipping, and then they're even extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st of next year, of 2019. So you literally have nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That is the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. You get 4 MyPillows for half the price. You get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. Those are the travel pillows. If you're on your way to grandma's house this year and you have to fly somewhere or drive somewhere, you want to take the 2 go-anywhere pillows with you. They're perfect for travel. So 4 pillows for the price of 2 at MyPillow.com, and remember to use the promo code DJV for the special deal.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calotren besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calotren. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show, and I don't think, Alaska, that we have forgotten about you. It seems that not a lot of news media attention has been given to the poor folks who were recovering from that big 7.0 earthquake that shook Anchorage, Alaska on Friday. It's just a lot of the media attention has now gone to the passing of President Bush. Officials say there were no deaths. That's the good news. But there was a lot of damage to the streets, and of course, nerves rattled. Officials have also confirmed no serious injuries or structural damage to buildings reported after the earthquake. Airports, hospitals, emergency services, most businesses were up and running on Monday, but the roads are what is really the story here. The Glen Highway, Alaska's most traveled road, it's very, very, I don't even want to use the word destroyed, but that's really what the pictures show. I mean, the destruction there is crazy. By Sunday, crews had made some repairs to some of the damaged pavement, but the Alaska Department of Transportation still warned drivers to avoid traveling if at all possible. Alaska's governor gave state employees in the city the day off on Monday to help reduce some of the traffic, and schools in the area are still closed, which also helped with the traffic situation. Hundreds of aftershocks have been felt across the state since Friday, but earthquakes are pretty common in Alaska. They're tough folks up there. According to the state's Seismic Hazard Safety Commission, 11% of the world's recorded earthquakes happen in Alaska, and wow, 7 of the 10 largest quakes in the U.S. have taken place in Alaska. So that's,
I never knew that.
Crazy.
I had no idea. And maybe this is an East Coast, West Coast thing. Maybe on the West Coast, you guys are all like, you know, brothers and sisters in earthquake arms. But I never knew that Alaska had any kind of earthquake situation. Never knew that.
I knew it was a seismic hotbed, I guess would be the way to put it. I didn't realize that they were the ones that had the largest earthquakes. I will say, I have a friend who just moved up there and is running some radio stations, and he said he brought to my attention how long the earthquakes are in Alaska, that they just last longer there than they do other places. So hopefully everybody is digging out and being safe up in Alaska. It is the DJV show at 21 minutes past the hour.
Still Dilber has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On the bench for a while, and the lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish, Darius Rucker, has been on tour in the country music world doing a great job. But officially, Hootie and the Blowfish are back, and they've announced that they will be hitting the road for a 44-date group therapy tour with Bare Naked Ladies, fun group from the 90s especially. In the early 2000s, the tour is slated to kick off on May 30th in Virginia Beach, Virginia. It'll wrap on the 13th of September with a homecoming gig for the group in Columbia, South Carolina. It's the first full tour for the group since they took a 10-year hiatus from the road. The tour will be paired with a new album, their first since 2005. It's called Looking for Lucky. The title of the group's new album has not yet been announced. Citi is the official presale credit card for the tour, with card members getting access to presale tickets now until Thursday at 10 p.m. local time. Darius Rucker said there's nothing like playing music live. For the first time in 20 years, we'll be coming back to Columbia, South Carolina, where it all began, and we're ready to rock. The group reunited for a one-night-only event on the 21st of July for a show with Jason Aldean at the Atlanta Braves Stadium. And during the group's hiatus, Darius Rucker, of course, has launched that really big country solo career. He's had 8 number one singles, Wagon Wheel, If I Told You, It Won't Be Like This for Long, and All Right. He's had a really successful country music career, guys. I'm curious to know if maybe he brings in any of those songs when he's on tour with Hootie.
I would think he'd have to, right? Maybe give it, like, at least do Wagon Wheel and kind of with the whole band. I think that would be fun. Because he's become, I always loved his voice. I didn't always love their music, but I always liked his voice. And I think his voice just lends itself so well to country music, too. So, and they are from South Carolina. It's not like it was a stretch. I think a lot of people were like, oh, wow, Darius Rucker's now singing country. It's like, well, he probably grew up listening to country music.
I know, listening to Hootie, I'm like, it doesn't really sound that different. Like, maybe the instrumentation is different, but his voice sounds exactly the same. He didn't put on, like, an accent. But I'm kind of excited. You know, they're going on tour with Bare Naked Ladies. This is like the year of throwback tours. Like, there's that 90s tour going on. It's like,
tour.
Yeah, everyone. It's kind of cool, though, that everyone who was around like 10, 15, 20 years ago is coming back and making new music.
I think it's going
like to
be a good tour.
This one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're going to be at the Hollywood Bowl locally in California. I'm going to have to go check it out. All right. Katy Perry also in the news. Victoria, you said off the air, this girl's so jealous. What's she doing?
Oh, Katy Perry. Well, we haven't really heard about Katy Perry in a long time now. She's, after doing American Idol as being one of the judges, she seems to be kind of out of the news. But she did appear and performed at the One Love Malibu benefit show on Sunday night. She sang some of her hits like Roar and By the Grace of God and Firework. Now, that show was at the King Gillette Ranch in Calabasas, and they were raising money to support those who'd been affected by the Woolsey Fire, which was one of the devastating fires in California. So after she performed, she got back up on the stage to auction off a date with her boyfriend, Orlando Bloom, which included a motorcycle ride, and apparently she threw in lunch also. So she told the crowd, "You're holding him in a way that I am not excited about. You're holding his pecs and his six-pack, and it's so glorious. You get to hold on to Orlando for about 45 minutes, and then you get to stare into his brown eyes." It's like, okay, get a room. Anyway, so one fan got so worked up, she bid $20,000 to have a motorcycle ride and lunch with Orlando Bloom. And then Katy Perry jumped back up, grabbed the mic, and said, quote, "Laura," who was the girl who bid, "I'm sorry, I'm buying it for $50,000. And then she dropped the mic, literally, and walked off the stage and didn't allow anyone else to bid.
That sounds like a setup to me, doesn't it? Come on, she planned to do that the whole time.
I'm sure she planned to not let anyone touch her boyfriend. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You know what? That one, Orlando.
Maybe if Orlando Bloom's my boyfriend, I do the same thing. It's Music News at 28 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Finding your redemption. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of my favorite lines from any song comes from Bob Marley's classic hit Redemption Song. In it, he says, "Free yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds." What a powerful truth. The world can bog us down with negativity, tragedy, and suffering. We can get trapped into being a puppet to what others say and do, and we can, if we allow ourselves to, become consumed by the mistakes we have made and the pain we've caused. Still, beyond all that, ultimately, our redemption lies with us. More specifically, your redemption lies with you. Free yourself from mental slavery. Stop allowing others, the outside world, and even your own tendency toward shame to dictate your emotional state. Instead, find your redemption. Break free from it all. For a guide along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Bush oversaw the fall of the Soviet Union, the crumbling of the Berlin Wall, and under his leadership, America won the Cold War.
Vice President Mike Pence, among the many to pay their respects to the former President George H.W. Bush, whose body is lying in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda following his death on Friday. Last evening, President Trump and the First Lady paid their respects.
The President standing silent, then saluted including the casket. Prior to his death, Bush 41 requesting that President Trump come to the rotunda, putting aside any differences Donald Trump has had with the Bush family.
That's correspondent Robin Walensky. Round-the-clock public viewing continues until tomorrow morning, after which a funeral will be held at the National Cathedral. And the Postal Service will suspend delivery and retail service tomorrow in honor of Bush 41. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
JV show. Doug is out until Friday. He'll be back. National Cookie Day is today, ladies. This is something I can get behind. You know, cookies are the gold standard when it comes to sweets, but it wasn't always that way. Cookies were actually born from the need to test an oven's temperature before baking a cake. So it started out being all about that cake. But it's easy to see why those miniature little test cakes weren't thrown away after baking. In surveys, Oreos are America's favorite brand. However, most Americans say they actually prefer a chewy cookie. So let's go around the room. Favorite cookies. Let's start with you, Victoria. Come on.
I do like a chocolate chip.
It can either be a brand or the type. A chewy.
I do like a chewy chocolate chip cookie, but I think my favorite cookies are actually Tate's. Have you ever had them? Tate's chocolate chip cookies. They're thin and crispy and crunchy. They're from the Hamptons. I think they're a national brand now, but they started out in the Hamptons. But they're really, really good.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
You call your mom Fancy Nancy. You're Fancy Victoria today.
All right, Karen, what about you? What's your favorite cookie?
Yeah, I've never had any Hamptons cookies. But
it's just where the bakery is.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm straight out of South Central, yo.
We only eat the Long Island one.
We only get
the Staten Island one.
Oh, boy. Ooh, Staten Island cookies. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I like a classic Oreo. I think my favorite type of cookie is a chocolate chip. You just can't really beat a chocolate chip cookie. I also like the, fudge stripe ones. I don't know if they're actually good or not, but I had those all the time growing up, and they're delicious.
You know, it's really funny. I love a chocolate chip cookie, but I can't tell you that one's my favorite because I feel, you know, when you feel like somebody really in your life loves something that you can't love it as much as they do. And my dad always growing up was the guy who loved chocolate chips. And so that would always be like his favorite cookie. He'd always go for the chocolate chip. In fact, on Friday, when we were supposed to go to Disneyland, I was going to get my dad a ticket to go to Disneyland. I live in California, and that was his birthday gift, was to see the Christmas decorations and go walk around, and we were going to have a nice dinner and all of that. Because you can actually have a nice dinner at Disneyland. They have some great restaurants. The Napa Rose is one of them. And we didn't make the trip, and so I said, Dad, what else can we do? And he's like, well, I need to go mattress shopping, kid. No joke. So instead of Disneyland, we're out mattress shopping. And we started the day, we got a cup of soup at the corner bakery. And my dad made a comment to the lady who rang us up that he had never been to a corner bakery before, even though he had. I don't know why he said it. And just being goofy. And so the lady came over and handed two cookies to us. And one of them was a chocolate chip cookie. And my dad's like, I love this day already, even though we hadn't made it to Disneyland because he got a chocolate chip. Anyway, I thought that was funny, but you know,
I'm just surprised that your dad didn't bring his girlfriend to go mattress shopping with him.
Isn't that funny? I think he wanted to find the bed himself, but you know, she's not there as much, so he needed to be comfortable. And she said she can sleep anywhere. She told him, "Hey, whatever you find, I'll be good with." All right, so I think I like oatmeal raisin. I know that's kind of weird. That's probably my favorite.
Oh, really?
I like oatmeal raisin.
Objectively, I like oatmeal.
Or white chocolate macadamia, those are good.
Yeah, those are good. I like oatmeal raisin, but then I also hate them because they're the one that I like them on their own if I know what they are, but if I think they're chocolate chip and bite into it and it's oatmeal raisin and it's like the worst thing ever.
That's true. I've been fooled too many times by oatmeal raisin.
I have to say, as far as the brand goes, the Oreos, you mentioned them, Carrie, you like an original Oreo. Someone gave me a peppermint Oreo for the holidays. Not bad.
The peanut butter ones are pretty good.
Yeah. All right.
I'm a double stuff. I love the double stuff. I like the stuff. If it was just the stuff and without the cookie, I'd be good.
We could do the full half hour on cookies, but there is some trending news going on out there. Victoria, what do you have?
Yeah, the royal family is trending right now. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but there are so many media outlets reporting that Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton are just not getting along. And it's very rare that the Kensington Palace official spokesperson ever gets involved in this. The royal family really does not comment on tabloid reports, but they did on this one, and they are being pretty adamant that none of this is true. And they want everybody to know that there is no issue whatsoever between Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton. And in fact, despite reports, they actually are all going to be spending Christmas together. And so it seems that each year, Kate Middleton's family kind of alternates. So Prince William and Kate Middleton last year spent Christmas with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry and the Queen. That was Meghan's first royal holiday. And so the four of them were together for last Christmas. This Christmas Eve, they will all be together again. And they will. Meghan Markle's mother, Doria Ragland, is also going to be joining in on the Christmas Eve festivities with the Queen. And the Queen hosts everything on Christmas Eve. They open presents on Christmas Eve. That's really like their big holiday. And on Christmas Day, Kate Middleton's mom is hosting for Kate and William and the kids, and it looks like Harry and Meghan and Doria Ragland will be spending Christmas Day together. But it is interesting that the palace wants it to be very clear that there is no issue whatsoever between the two girls. And you know, it's so funny because I remember all of the, you know, the press that Princess Diana and I guess Fergie was the Duchess, right? I don't think she was a princess. So, but the two of them were together a lot. And it seemed like the press liked that.
And they loved each other.
Yeah, and so it's like, why is the press trying to tear apart Meghan and Kate? I don't get that. That seems very odd. But I think it's nice that the official Kensington Palace office is saying no such truth, and that they are absolutely looking forward to spending Christmas together, which is nice. Because Harry and William, I think so. Apparently, the real story is that if there's any tension at all, it's actually between Harry and William.
Really?
Which is too bad. I don't know. That's like, I'm seeing like report after report saying that the girls get along fine, but that Harry, I guess, is trying to sort of step out from behind his brother's shadow, and that there might be a little bit of tension between the two of them. And, you know, they run a foundation together, and I think that maybe they have different ideas and how they want to do that, but I don't think it's anything that's going to tear them apart. But, and then there was another story about Kate Middleton being in tears during, which apparently is true, that she did have a moment. She had just given birth to baby Louis and to Princess Louis, or Prince Louis, and she was doing a fitting with Princess Charlotte for Meghan and Harry's wedding, and apparently she was left in tears, but it had nothing to do with Meghan Markle. So the palace kind of also issued a statement saying, you know, they don't really know what upset her, but she had just given birth, she had a lot of hormones. And, you know, I guess something must have upset her, but it had nothing to do with Meghan, so.
All right. Well, we'll follow the palace intrigue from the royals. In the meantime, lots of good holiday gift ideas for you, and this is one of my favorite, ladies. This holiday season, if you're looking to send the gift that families across America have loved for over 100 years, check out Omaha Steaks. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited-time offer to our DJV show listeners. When you go to omahasteaks.com and enter code DJV into the search bar, you're going to get 74% off the family gift package. That's originally $195. Now for you, it's only $49.99. So this is $50 we're talking about. I spent $50 at breakfast at IHOP over the weekend. So to put that in perspective, you're going to either be able to gift several dinners or buy this for yourself and get some delicious dinners for you to go to, because the holiday season is busy during the next month or so. You can use these Omaha Steaks, and they are fantastic. Here's what you get for $49.99, this family gift package specifically for our DJV show listeners. 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 savory premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steak burgers, 4 kielbasa sausages, and all beef meatballs. Plus, you get the side dishes, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, and 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets. Victoria's mom loves these. She's making them, ordering more and making them.
It's our Christmas dinner dessert.
Yeah. Plus, you're going to get 4 more burgers absolutely free as part of this family gift package. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation family-owned company with over 100 years of experience delivering perfectly aged beef hand-cut by master butchers in Omaha. Every cut of beef is USDA inspected for quality, and it exceeds standards. I just made some over the weekend, and I'll tell you what, they really do exceed your standards and what you might be expecting. They are fantastic. To get these world-class steaks, the poultry, easy-to-cook side dishes, desserts, and more, don't wait, because our offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type DJV into the search bar, and send Omaha Steaks family gift package today. It's a limited-time package, only $49.99. omahasteaks.com. Promo code DJV.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care,
so you can relax in knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, you get 15% off UPS shipping services and 15% off all shipping supplies.
Plus, Staples is open 7 days a week.
So a happy and stress-free shipping holiday to all.
And to all a good night. Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. See associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
It's the holiday season, guys. Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Are you losing sleep over finding the perfect gift for those special people in your life? Well, we have the answer for you. My Pillow is the ultimate stocking stuffer and the perfect gift. How often do you hear your friends and family complain about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way they sleep forever with My Pillow. My Pillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton, and they come with a 10-year warranty, so you have nothing to lose. For a limited time, get four MyPillows. That's right, four MyPillows for half the price. You get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. But wait, there's more just for our DJV show listeners. They're extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get this offer. That's promo code DJV right now at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out this week. He'll be back on Friday. In the meantime, the ladies holding down the fort, and it is TV time. Girls, I was watching all day long yesterday the funeral coverage of George H.W. Bush, so I didn't get to see anything else. Did you guys watch anything fun on television?
No, I just saw some of the funeral last night, and then we went out to dinner, so that was kind of the end of our night. I didn't really see anything new. I feel like I'm a little behind now. I'm trying to catch up on Christmas movies, but...
Oh, look at you. Got a very aggressive schedule of Christmas movies. I haven't started mine yet, but I love to do the same thing. Well, before we go into what's on TV tonight, I want to take a second to talk about actor Ken Berry. You may not know his name. Maybe you do. He was one of those actors that showed up in a lot of things and maybe didn't get that high level of celebrity that some people clamor for, but definitely a solid actor. He was known for his roles in comedies like F Troop, Mama's Family. He was in The Andy Griffith Show, and he died on Saturday, according to a hospital spokesperson. This story hasn't gotten too much attention, of course, because of the passing of President Bush. That sort of tops this one. But Ken Berry was Vinton in Mama's Family. So he passed away at 85 years old. He died in Burbank at St. Joseph Medical Center. He played Captain Wilton Parimenter on the 1960s sitcom F Troop, and of course Vinton Harper and Carl Harper, the father on Mama's Family, which ran from 1983 to 1990. He appeared in other classic television series. I mentioned The Andy Griffith Show, Mayberry RFD, and Fantasy Island. So good thoughts for the family of Ken Berry, who passed away this weekend at 85. Good television actor. One of those solid guys. You knew his face and you didn't always know his name, and I like to give a little attention to those guys. All right, tonight on television, there's a series premiere on the Travel Channel, ladies, and I think you're going to like this one. Megan Fox, who is obviously a star, she was in Transformers. She's also a history buff, and she travels the globe to investigate age-old mysteries, such as whether women fought alongside male Vikings. That's where it all starts tonight. It's called Legends of the Lost with Megan Fox. It's a series premiere, and it's tonight on the Travel Channel at 8 o'clock. Also new tonight, The Curse of Oak Island on the History Channel. And on the networks, The Connors Celebrate Christmas on ABC. It's all new. The Connors at 8 o'clock, following The Kids Are All Right at 8:30. Blackish splitting up together in a new episode of The Rookie at 10 o'clock. CBS is new tonight as well. NCIS starts things off at 8, followed by FBI at 9, and NCIS New Orleans at 10. On the CW, The Flash is new tonight at 8, followed by Black Lightning. Fox new tonight too. The Gifted is new at 8, followed by Lethal Weapon. And on NBC, it's an elimination round on The Voice at 8 o'clock. Followed by Saturday Night Live Best of Christmas. These are the skits that will get you into the holiday spirit. I always love watching that. That's tonight at 9 o'clock. That'll be what I tune into. And if you need a good holiday movie, The Polar Express is airing tonight at 8 p.m. on American Movie Classics. So that can be your Christmas movie of the night. It is the DJV Show, TV News at 50 minutes past the hour.
Pain and my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
The DJ V Show. We are Douglas this week, although he'll be back on Friday with all the details of his trip to Peru, but that music means it is time for Tech Talk. And don't forget to follow all of our platform, all of our stuff on social media. It's fantastic on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at DJ V Show. Use the hashtag Tech Talk if you'd like to ask us any questions or send us any stories for Victoria to cover in our technology report, because she is our technology guru, our goddess, Victoria Keelan. And AT&T has now killed our lives, pretty much. They've killed prorated credits on canceled accounts. What's the story here?
Yeah, AT&T says they will no longer offer prorated credits to anyone who cancels certain services before the end of the billing period. So now this change goes into effect on January 14th of 2019. So if you've been thinking about canceling AT&T phone, AT&T internet, fixed wireless internet accounts, UVerse TV, or DirecTV, now's the time to cancel because you will still get your prorated credits. After January 14th of next year, no matter when you cancel, you're going to be charged for the full month. So the only upside to that if you can consider that, is that the service will continue until the end of the billing period. So as of right now, if you want to cancel something, your service will end immediately and you'll be credited for the rest of the billing period. Starting in January, that does not happen anymore. You're pretty much stuck. So if you are going to cancel any of those AT&T properties, you're going to want to do it at the very end of your billing cycle so that everything will, you know, time out the right way. Because as of right now, you could cancel it as of January 14th, you can cancel it, and then you don't get any credits. So this is yet another way that AT&T is kind of, you know, screwing their customers. I have AT&T cell phones, so I've had a lot of issues with AT&T. Now, there are a few exceptions to this new rule. If you upgrade, downgrade, or switch between any of the AT&T services, then that is exempt. As well as, if you live in California, Illinois, or New York, you will not have to deal with this new non-prorated credit thing. UVerse TV, AT&T phone, and AT&T internet accounts in Michigan are also exempt. But if you live anywhere else and you have AT&T and you want to cancel any of these properties, then sorry, no more prorated credits. Yep.
All right, that's bad news from AT&T. However, some good news. The National Retail Federation predicts consumers will spend 4% more on gifts this holiday season. 55% of people are going to be shopping online. There's more online traffic. That could mean greater risk for cyber attacks. Andy Solomon has the story.
Big-name retailers are often the target of cybercriminals during the holiday season. A University of Phoenix survey found that 3 in 5 U.S. adults are more concerned about their online safety during the holidays than at other times. Laura Pierce, College of Information Systems and Technology at University of Phoenix.
70% of survey respondents said they are more careful when making online purchases during the holidays, but the allure of sales and pressure to buy gifts can minimize the perceived risk. According to the survey, 66% of U.S. adults felt the convenience of online holiday shopping outweighed the risk of a potential data breach.
Pierce provides a few tips for consumers.
So if you choose to make purchases online, avoid using public Wi-Fi, and if you must access banking information, do so only from a secured private network. Also consider checking out as a guest, and always shop at trustworthy sites and do your research before buying anything online from an unfamiliar retailer.
For more information, visit phoenix.edu/cyberhygiene.
Tech Talk time on the DJV show. Victoria Keelan has all the news, and Apple Music is now coming to Echo devices.
Yes, Apple Music, which is their streaming music service, that will be available on Echo smart speakers, and so that's starting December 17th. So Apple and Amazon have been playing nice lately, and recently, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, we talked about you can now, for the first time, officially buy iPhones, iPads, and some other Apple products on Amazon, and that never happened before. It was only like, you know, kind of off-brand third-party sellers, and some of it was counterfeit. So now Apple and Amazon are really partnering up. And it's a smart move for Apple Music because Echo devices are the number one home smart speaker in the world. So it makes sense that, you know, they already play Spotify, Pandora, and iHeartRadio and TuneIn, so now you'll be able to add your Apple Music, and it's pretty easy to set it up. If you have an Echo device, all you have to do is just attach in the app, you just attach your Apple Music account, and you're good to go starting December 17th for all that Christmas music.
I love it. Great news. Thanks, Victoria. It's Tech Talk Report on the DJV show, 59 minutes past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.